Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So, what is the first thing you think of when you think of the state of Florida? Or Tennessee, for that matter? I'm just trying to think here. What I think of is the fact that they don't have income tax. So, there's not a surprise when you hear that some rich golfer or athlete or movie star would relocate from the high-tax state of Crazy-fornia and go to Florida, for example, where they don't have to deal with those sorts of things. Texas is a great example of it, right? And then you might think to yourself at the same time, well, how do they afford that? I mean, there was a lot of talk during the gubernatorial primary of getting rid of the personal property tax, and a lot of local municipalities pushed back on that. I attended the 20th anniversary celebration for the Show Me Institute, and economist Art Laffer was there, the founder of the Laffer Curve, and he was talking strongly about getting the ball rolling on eliminating the sales tax, the income tax, I should say, in the state of Missouri, and what a huge difference that makes in the economies of these states that pull it off. We've got our friend John Lamping on, the former Missouri senator, this morning. John was there that night listening to Art Laffer talk about all of this. John, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mark and Kim. Merry Christmas to the two of you. Hope your Christmas season's off to a good start.
It's great. I'm just wishing for a voice that doesn't sound like a frog between now and Christmas. Thank you, though.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're not sounding up to par. I know in our household, Christmas season starts today. It's my wife Karen's birthday, and that officially kicks off the Christmas season. So I'm looking for the next 7 or 8 days. Oh. It'd be a lot of fun. But that was a good night with the Show Me Institute. And for those you don't know in the listening audience, that's a libertarian / conservative think tank that's primarily funded by Rex Singfield. And what was interesting in our gubernatorial race is that Rex Singfield was the single largest donor to the Kehoe campaign. And what Governor Kehoe was willing to do on the campaign trail was to talk about eliminating the state income tax. And so unlike Governor Parson, who really had no agenda at all legislatively, he had no strong ideas other than to hope that the Chiefs do well, which he's very successful in implementing. Governor Kehoe has decided that this is eliminating the income tax is going to be one of his, if not his signature idea in this first session. And it makes for a very difficult session. It's going to be interesting to see. This is really where the challenge to replace the revenue from an income tax is a concept that's going to be heavily debated and is very difficult to execute and will require he as governor to take a lead in the legislature. There's already been at least a half dozen bills filed in both bodies, but it would be a very, very simple proposal to kill and will require the governor to take the lead.
Well, how do you think we replace that income? Because that will be the number one reason why people say this just simply isn't possible. But to Mark's point, we've seen it done in other states, so clearly there is a way.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Yes, there is a way. You need to understand that someone like Art Laffer, his overarching philosophical concept is that whatever you tax, you get less of. So the idea of taxing, eliminating taxes on income means that people with no taxes on their income, they will produce more income. So it's an incentive to go out and to work and to earn income. Well, what those other states do, and there are 9 states that don't tax income, is they rely heavily on sales tax. So, for example, here in Missouri, the state portion of any sales tax is 4.225%. So that that would have to either go up, but more likely it would be taxed upon a lot of things that aren't taxed now. So, for example, I'm going to get my oil changed tomorrow on my car, and that's a service, and that service, the parts are taxed, but the service is not taxed. And so you'd have to tax services if you were to go to get your taxes prepared or have a lawyer do work for you. Or maybe I'm a financial advisor, so financial advisor's services would be taxed. So it's a combination of taxing services, and then all of those other states have much higher property taxes than we do here in Missouri. So it's exciting and as fun as it sounds to eliminate the income tax, and I'm all for it. Politically, you can understand that there are so many barriers. So many different groups are not going to want to have their product or service be taxed. The realtors in 2016 actually went so far as to pass a constitutional amendment that says you cannot apply a tax to their services. So this is going to be this will be interesting to watch. This is going to require tremendous skill and effort on the part of the executive branch. And right now, the betting odds are probably like 7 or 8 to 1 that it passes.
Wow. So just to point out there, the Realtors Association is also the one so opposed to initiative petition reform for that very reason, because they were able to use it to keep themselves from being taxed on their services in that particular case, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. What people don't realize in this country is that the realtors are probably the second largest political entity short of the teachers union. They're that powerful. They have that much money in government. And it's to, you know, they try to make sure about the deductibility of mortgage interest. And then it's things like this. It's things like taxing their services, which have never been taxed. And so it's going to be quite a challenge down in Jeff City. It's going to be in the news. It's already been in the news the last week or two. It's all these bills that get filed. And at the end of January, Keogh will give a state address. And it's important to see what a priority this is or isn't in his address. But I do have to, you know, tip of the hat if he actually takes this on. It's a lot easier just to be kind of a caretaker governor like Parson was. To actually go and try to get something through the legislature that's as controversial as this is going to be, or as difficult as it's going to be, he's going to have to really risk a lot of political capital and be very persuasive and negotiate. He can't just sit back and let the legislature do it, because they won't get it done.
No. I've supported this idea of no state income tax, but now when you're talking about, well, to make up for that, they could increase the sales tax or increase our property taxes. So how much money do you think the average person would really be saving? Would it be significant?
Depends how much you spend. So the answer is maybe. You know, like the revenue still has to be there. I know in most of these proposals, they're trying to cap spending.
Yeah, couldn't
which
we just
is a
cut,
good thing.
Cut things that are not necessary? I know that's hard for government to do, but
yeah. Well,
obvious.
At the beginning, they're not going to cut spending. It's all going to be in the growth rate of spending, and so there'll be an attempt to try to cap spending. That's just another reason why other people will oppose this.
Right.
So the income tax has not been eliminated anywhere in the country since 1959, and that's when Tennessee eliminated their income tax. At that time, Tennessee's economy was less than 90% of Missouri's economy, and now its economy is almost 20% larger than Missouri's economy. So it's had its effect, but there's a reason why it hasn't been changed since 59. It's very difficult to do.
Well, if you think about that, when people travel to Missouri, when they go to Branson, when they come here to see the Arch, when they travel to Cardinals games, when they do all of these things, travel to see Mizzou play in Columbia, they're paying that sales tax, and they're making up part of the money that you would lose from not having a state income tax. But, John, when people complain about that, I want to say to them, listen, do you realize there are 6 million people in Missouri? There are 12 million people in Illinois. Illinois spends like a drunken sailor on everything, and the state budget in the state of Missouri is about $5 billion more than the state budget in the state of Indiana. We have a spending problem, not a revenue problem.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. And unfortunately, this is not about cutting spending. It's just about where the money that you spend comes from.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the thing, is that all of those tourists and people who visit us and all the money that's spent from out-of-state people, that's not going to change. What's going to change is when Kim takes her children to the dentist, she may have to pay tax on the dental service. And that's where you can just, off at the beginning of this conversation, you can see where that's going to be very difficult to convince people to pay taxes for things that they've never paid taxes for. Maybe your lawn service, you know, things like that. So it's going to be an interesting fight to watch from afar. And, I'm not surprised that this is happening, because this is what the Show Me Institute, Rex Ziegfeld, that group really pushes for it. That's Mike's largest donor. Mike did introduce it to his campaign kind of late. But the easy thing for him to do would be not to fight this fight, to say something along the lines of, we'll let the legislature figure it out. And that's code for it. They'll never figure it out.
You're right.
The only way it's going to pass is if he rolls up his sleeves and gets into the negotiations and tries to figure out a way to get this through to the finish line. It would transform the state over a long period of time, much as it did to Tennessee over a long period of time. But we'll see. It'll be something to talk about and something to watch in January and February in particular. We'll get a sense of where it might be headed.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, happy birthday to your wife, Karen, for us, please.
Well, thank you for her, and wish you both a Merry Christmas and have a great holiday week. And look forward to, you know, talking with you guys later this year and then
Excellent.
Into next year.
Appreciate it. John Lamping, former Missouri senator, and I know I could see the look on Kim's face. You lost her when you told her she was going to have to pay more for dental services.
I don't like that. I just feel like we're switching over. We're just moving where the...
But
why,
you're not.
Why can't,
but you're not.
Why can't we just... cut.
There are places that you can cut. I agree with you completely.
I refuse to believe there are not places we can cut. I know John's point. I don't think John's wrong. I think they won't want to have to cut, or it's not easy to cut, because everyone's going to say, no, this is necessary. We can't cut this. So they're going to say, well, let's just make it up and add more sales tax. Well, if it's still a significant difference, then I'm all about it. Generally speaking, I support this idea of no state income tax, but I do not like the fact that they're just moving it around.
Why does the state of Missouri why does any state like an income tax? Right? Why? Because you don't have a choice. You make $10, they're going to take three of it, whatever, or two of it, or whatever the percentage of that their tax is.
Yeah, I get mad every year.
No matter what, you're paying that money to the state of Missouri.
Right.
If you remove that, you bring more money in, and then you get to decide what services and goods you buy and where you spend your tax money. That's the difference.
I do agree. And I like that idea.
Yes.
What bothers me is that, to me, it would potentially de-incentivize people to want to spend money in some circumstances.
I don't know. You're
going
to have to spend some of it.
Well, you have to in some
circumstances.
But
you're going to have more in your pocket. Think about that.
No, I need to see the numbers. I'd like to know how much they're going to raise the sales tax. I want to know how much they're going to raise property taxes.
You're going to get a 4% increase next year. Not as good as the auto workers, but you're still going to get it. If they eliminate it, you get a pay raise.
Show me the money.
I love it.
Get more at 971talk.com.